When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Saturday Story Circle, always on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audience.
It's time once again for America's favorite show, The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, brought to you by drfloyd.com.
As you recall, dear listener, we are slowly gathering all the background information to the events leading up to Dr. Steve shooting Dr. Floyd with a mysterious device. We begin this episode in the secret lair of Dr. Steve, where we find the evil mastermind poring over some blueprints.
Oh, fidget, we're so close. Close to creating the ultimate invention that will get rid of Dr. Floyd once and for all. I've made a plan, just like Frank Morris told me to do on Alcatraz. And then, going off Hedy Lamarr's advice to use existing technology to create something new, I want to build a device that combines the time-traveling power of Dr. Floyd's time and space travel device with the pinpointed transporting power of the Translatura. Oh. And see, I have the patent application for the Translatura that you so cleverly swiped at the end of Season 7. It shows me how the Translatura works so I can build one of my own. I just can't figure out the inner mechanics of Dr. Floyd's time and space travel device.
Yeah.
Oh, if only there was someone who could help me figure out how something works.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute, I got it. Banneker.
Banneker?
Fidget, to the time and spaceship. It's time to make a time jump.
What diabolical plans could Dr. Steve have in mind? As he prepares to make his time jump, let's check in with our hero, the world's most brilliant scientist, Dr. Floyd, who is currently in his secret underground laboratory with his young apprentice, Dr. Grant, and their faithful robot companion, Chips.
Dr. Floyd! Dr. Floyd!
Why are you yelling, Dr. Grant?
Dr. Floyd is downstairs in the centrifuge room, and he told me to get him when we were ready to go to the Saddle River Science Supply Store.
Well, why don't you go and get him instead of standing here at the top of the stairs screaming like a banshee?
Because this is easier. Dr. Floyd! Dr. Floyd!
Dr. Grant, please! You do realize that the door to the centrifuge room doesn't stay open. It's probably closed, and your yelling isn't going to reach Dr. Floyd!
Oh, you're right. How silly of me. I'll be right back. There, I opened the door. Dr. Floyd! Dr. Floyd! Oh, man, it closed again. I'll go down and open it.
While you're down there, why not just get Dr. Floyd?
Hey, that's a good idea.
Certainly. And it'll stop all that billowing.
Dr. Grant?
Yes, Dr. Floyd?
Is it time to go to the science supply store?
Yes, it is!
Sorry, the door closed. Is it time to go to the science supply store?
Yes, it is!
Remind me to get a doorstop while we're out.
Remind me to get some aspirin. You two are giving me a motherboard ache.
Okay, we all ready?
Well, I'm set. You ready, Chips?
Uh-oh. Looks like we're going to have to wait. Dr. Steve and Fidget just made a time jump to Maryland in 1791.
Oh, no, we've got to stop him.
You're right, Dr. Grant, because I have vowed to do whatever it takes to...
Oh, please, don't yell it.
Stop, Dr. Steve. Was that better, Chips?
Yes, quite.
Good. Now let's go!
As Dr. Floyd, Dr. Grant, and Chips make preparations to make a time jump, let's catch up with Dr. Steve and Fidget, who have just completed a time jump of their own. Here we are, Fidget.
Here is Maryland in 1791. The river there is the Patapsco River, and that house there is the home of one Benjamin Banneker.
Benjamin Banneker?
Yes, he was a famous historical farmer, mathematician, and astronomer.
Oh, he's a reader, man.
No, that's astrologer. An astronomer studies the stars and heavens. We're here because when Benjamin Banneker was only 21 years old, he was fascinated with a friend's pocket watch. He asked to borrow it and returned it days later and then went home and built a clock all on his own.
Wow, that's neat.
If you think that's neat, wait till you hear the best part. The clock he made was built completely out of wood, and it kept perfect time until way after he died.
Wow, that is really neat.
Yes, and so we're going to pay him a visit and ask him exactly how he went about it. Then, after he tells us, we'll jump back to the present, where I'll use the same method to help me figure out what makes Dr. Floyd's time and space travel device work. And of course, since we're here, we'll swipe Banneker's wooden clock to sell on eBay once we've returned.
Dr. Steve is plotting to get information from Benjamin Banneker as well as stealing his historically handmade wooden clock. What plans could Dr. Steve have for the information he gets from Benjamin Banneker? Will Dr. Floyd arrive in time to prevent the theft of the timepiece? And just how is Chips' motherboard ache?
It'd be doing a lot better if you would turn the volume down a notch.
Oh, sorry. Find out next time on the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd.
Episode number 808 of the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd starred Maura Quirk as Chips. www.mauraquirk.com. Music for this episode by Jody Whitesides. www.jodywhitesides.com. Leave the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd a review in the iTunes podcast directory. Episode number 808 of the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd is copyright 2010, Grant Pachoco and Doug Price. All rights reserved.
Clear the airwaves! Clear the airwaves! It's time now for the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd Imagination Nation Ranger's secret message. Remember, kids, only children with the official Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd Imagination Ranger's secret decoder ring can decode today's secret message. You can get your own ring right now over at www.drfloyd.com/store. Okay, kids, grab your secret decoder ring and a pencil and paper and prepare to set your imagination to fun. Here comes today's secret message. And here is the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd Imagination Nation Ranger secret message for episode number 808. One door opens. 13, 13, 8, 17, 19, 7, 25, 8, 4, 9, 3, 6, 18, 17, 24, 16, 11, 22, 22, 23, 8, 15. And that was a secret message to you from Dr. Floyd himself. You can decode today's secret message only with the Imagination Nation Ranger's secret decoder ring available to everyone at www.drfloyd.com/store. Get yours today and set your imagination to fun!
Hey, Fidget, you know what? I'm totally cool. Because I've just signed up for a Twitter account.
What?
Yes, it's at www.twitter.com/evilmastermind.
And what are you gonna do with that?
Well, I plan to send out totally inspirational and completely evil messages to all my followers.
Oh, brother.
Hey, look, if it worked for Richard Simmons, it'll work for me.
Don't just sit there. You're under strict orders to go to www.pereri.com. Hip.
This is Jack Ward, and from every one of us here at the Mutual Audio Network, we wish you, your family, and all your friends safe harbor during these difficult times. Please follow the scientific and medical experts' advice, and we'll always be here for you daily at Mutual.